school's children, bracket science, are taught many aspects which are in opposition to Islam, for example about space and how planets rotate around the sun, in direct opposition to what we know as teachers. How as teachers working in schools can we convey the truth? This is a very important topic that Muslims must address and understand, because it is the basis upon which we are seeing people small minority of people are becoming confused about Islam itself. And some of them are becoming atheists. And that's because they have fallen for the conjectures and the make-believe stories and the fairy tales of, you know, the modern scientists. And it's a long question, but I'll just give you one quick answer to all of this, which is that as Muslims, you know, in the Quran, the sun moves. The earth does not move. The sun is that which moves. That which creates night and day is the motion of the sun. And the scholars, like Shaykh Ibn Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala, have made it clear that anyone who denies the motion of the sun, then he is a kafir, he is a disbeliever. And anyone who denies that the earth is stationary, we can't say that he's a disbeliever, because the issue isn't as apparent, as clear from the texts, even though the earth is stationary, but the issue isn't as clear in the texts as is the sun, the issue of the sun moving. Now, I'll give you just one example to show how they feed you with lies and fairy tales from an early age. And this is when your rational faculties, you don't have your rational faculties. So you can't really think about what you are being told. And the brainwashing, once it's put into your head, by the time you reach the age of 10, 11, 12, you can now think, it's too late. You think, you absolutely cannot let go of what they've taught you. So one of the things which breaks the model, the solar system model, this model, by the way, it's been reverse engineered. Right? So they've assumed that the sun does not move. They put the sun in the center. And the reason why they put the sun in the center 500 years ago, which they will not tell you in the books, they will not write this in the school textbooks, is because those people who put the sun in the center were astrologers. They were astrologers. They believed in fortune telling and predicting events, wars, victory, peace, defeat, births, deaths, right? Famines, droughts, things like this. Copernicus, all of these, Kepler, all of these were astrologers, and some of them dabbled in magic as well. Likewise, in that period, in the 14th, 15th century, from Egypt came this system of magic called Hermeticism. And in this, there is sun worship, the worship of the sun. Right? And so this was another factor which led to them putting the sun in the middle. Also, the reason for doing that is because they wanted a better model that tells them where this planet's going to be. Is it going to be here, there? Because the predictions were based upon where the planets were. If the planet Jupiter is here, this will affect, you know, a particular war or a, you know, weather or something. So they wanted more accurate methods of making predictions. All of this, you will never ever be told in school. They won't tell you that these were astrologers, sun worshippers, magicians. Because they try to present the image that this was the scientific revolution. Right? We let go of superstition and, you know, the pioneers of science. This is all lies. It's all fabrications. Right? This happened afterwards, 200-300 years afterwards, when the basic ideas were already entrenched. So they put the sun in the middle, and what happened is that, assuming the sun is in the middle, they then reverse engineered everything. If the sun is in the middle, then Earth has to be such and such distance, and it must be going at such and such speed, and the moon must be going this direction, and all the figures that you see, the sizes, the figures, the calculations, the speeds, everything is reverse engineered after assuming the sun to be in the center. Right? Now there are many, many historians of science who say explicitly, and again you will never read this in the history, in the science books, that they say that this model, the sun being in the center or the earth being in the center, you cannot prove either one to be true or false. It's impossible. And it's exactly the same if you put the earth in the center and the sun going round it. You cannot falsify it on the basis of observations. It's impossible. Right? This is in the books, in the books of science. Now, so what they did was, they reverse engineered it, and then by the time that they developed the instruments where they could now test it, because remember, from 1500, 1600, 1700s, all they had was telescopes, that's it, nothing else. What can you do with telescopes? Nothing. But by the time in the 19th century, when they now started understanding light, electromagnetism, waves, particles, and they started developing knowledge of these things, and they started developing instruments, they now had enough understanding to actually test and see at what speed is the Earth moving, right? So in the 19th century, there was a series of experiments from 1810 to 1887, right? In all of these experiments, they proved, or they couldn't prove, that the Earth is moving. The earth was actually standing still. And this was the great controversy at the end of the 19th century. Why have we not been able to prove that the earth is moving? It should be moving, but it's not. Right? So the 19th century proved that the earth's not moving and that Copernicus was actually wrong. That's the science of the 19th century. The science of the 20th century is all about telling fairy tales to hide the science of the 19th century. That's all you need to know, right? All of the Einstein, relativity, the Big Bang, the expansion, all of this nonsense is fairy tales. Take it from someone. I've studied their books. I've looked at history. I actually have a book in preparation on this topic, close to about 150 pages now, and probably more, quoting from them, from newspapers, from articles, from the scientists themselves, admitting that, the dilemma was that the Earth isn't moving. So what they did was, they had a number of choices. Either they scrap everything and say we were wrong, which they are not going to do. Or they say that, or you have to now rewrite the whole of physics. Change everything in physics, which is what they went for. Right? So instead of the hard empirical physics of the 19th century, they rewrote everything and they start bringing all this nonsense about, space-time curvature and all of this, it's things that they imagine in their minds, which doesn't have any existence in external reality. Right? And it's all to conceal the fact that the Earth is not moving. Tell me, which one of you can feel the Earth moving at 1.9 million miles per hour? Who can feel that? Right? Because the Earth is supposed to be, first of all, moving on its axis at 1,000 miles per hour at the equator. If that was true, at the equator, you should be feeling a 1,000 mile per hour wind. Right? Because remember, if the Earth's going from west to east like this, it means that every atom is moving along with it. So if you're on the equator and the Earth's going around like this, how's everything staying where it's supposed to be? Like a bird. Right? All the atoms, the wind, the air, must be moving along with it in that direction, west to east, right? Now, if you fly in the opposite direction in an airplane or a bird flying east to west, it should be facing that fierce wind, but it isn't. Right? It doesn't. Everything's the same. You throw a ball that way, that way, that way, that way. It's equal. Right? This is just common sense, physical senses where you know that the Earth is not moving. All of this is plain and evident to our physical senses. What they want you to do is tell you fairy tales to make you disbelieve your physical senses. Right? And this is brainwashing from an early age, so that by the time you reach maturity, you can't let go of this way of thinking. Now, there's a lot more that can be said, but I'll finish with this. One of the clearest evidences that the Earth is not moving and that the solar system model is categorically false is solar eclipses. Solar eclipses, which is, there's one tomorrow. America, it will run all the way from the west coast of America all the way down to the east coast of America. Right? Why do eclipses move from west to east when they should be moving east to west according to the model? Think about this now. Think about this. They say that the Earth moves this way, right? So it's moving that way around. Imagine the sun is there. That lamp is the sun now. Right? So that lamp is the sun. Earth is moving like this, this way around. Right? And they say as well that the moon is moving that way around. Right? So the moon takes 28 days to go like this, right? One circle around the sun. But because the Earth is moving about 28 times faster than the moon, then it seems to us that the moon's going from east to west, right? Is that clear to everyone? The moon goes from east to west. But really, according to them, it's not going east to west, it's actually moving this way at a certain rate. But because the Earth is moving faster by 28 times, right, it appears to us that the moon is going that way. So now, if the sun is there and the moon is here and the Earth is going 28 times faster this way, which way should the eclipse start from and where should it end? It should go from east to west, right? Because the Earth is going like that, 28 times faster. Yeah? If this is turning like this, right, then the eclipse should be here. Let's imagine the sun's there, the moon is here, right here. And as this Earth is turning faster than the moon is moving that way, the eclipse should start from here and it should go that way. Yeah? That's right, isn't it? When you go home, think about it. Draw it on a piece of paper. Just think about it. But what happens is that the eclipse actually starts from the west and moves towards the east. That's impossible. It's impossible. It's not possible. And to cover this up, they give you all these simulations and cartoons and models. And what they do is they fix the variables in the simulations and they show you a picture. And then it's all false. And what they do is they play these little tricks. So they'll make the moon to move faster, twice as fast than what it should be. Right? So it's all fraud. Everything is a fraud. Right? So the cartoons that they tell you to refute this, you'll see that the moon quickly now is moving like 30 times faster than what it should be, to make it look as if the shadow should be going west to east in the model. But it's not. So you've got to look out for these little tricks that they play with you. Second thing that's very clear is, why is the part that sees the total eclipse only 70 miles across when the moon is actually 2,000 miles across? Right? This is another fraud now. So, tell me, can the shadow of an object ever be smaller than itself? You can do this test right now. You can get a ball. If you got a coin here right now. Has somebody got a coin? We can do this right now. Right. So imagine this now is the moon, right? That's the sun over there. And the moon is quite close to the Earth. Well, you can't really see it, but tell me, can you ever have the shadow of an object smaller than itself? Is it possible ever that the shadow of an object be smaller than itself? No matter how big the lamp is, it makes no difference. This is impossible. So if the moon is 2,000 in diameter, then on the Earth, the shadow of the full eclipse should actually be 2,000 miles in diameter. Right? That means almost half of the Earth should be seeing a total eclipse. Whereas what you see is a small strip, which is about probably 50, 60, 70 miles. Right? So what they do is they tell you these fairy tales. It's all fraud by way of images. So what they do is, if you look at this diagram, they make it, first of all, they put the sun right next to the moon. That's not to scale. And secondly, they say that the rays of the sun go out diagonally, like this. When it suits them, they say they go diagonally. When it suits them, when it doesn't suit them, then they say it goes parallel like this. Right? So they're playing games with you by these diagrams. That's a fraudulent diagram. That's a fraudulent diagram. This cannot be reproduced in real life. Right? You can do it yourself at home. With a large lamp, get a lamp with a large bulb, like this big. Take a small marble, that big, and put it in front of a globe that you have. Right, which is, you know, half the size of a globe. Put it there, and you tell me if the shadow becomes, you know, minuscule compared to its diameter. It won't. It never will. It never can. Right? So this shows that the model is false. The model is absolutely false. It's not the Earth that is rotating. It's the Sun and the Moon. They are the same size. The Sun and the Moon are the same size, and they are simply passing over each other. And they are both traveling from easterly direction to westerly direction. When the sun overtakes the moon on the 29th of every Islamic calendar month, on some occasions it actually goes over it, and if you're in a land that will see the sun being blotted out, you will see an eclipse. That's all it is. Right? So this is just one example. There are many other examples that can be shown to actually falsify the model. So what I advise you as teachers is you should learn these things, not take everything that you've learnt. It's just a model, and it has flaws. And you can teach the model and say, look, this is what they teach us, this is what the textbooks say, this is what they believe, but this is what we believe. And here are some clear evidences to show that this is wrong. Common sense evidences to show why it's wrong. But because this is what they teach, you will be questioned and examined on this, then this is how you need to answer. This is what you need to know, according to their model. And when you answer, say, according to modern astronomy, according to modern, this is how it works, this is how you answer. Right? So this is what the teachers should do, parents and teachers, because these are the things by which shak, they create shak in the people's hearts. And all of it, as Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says, إِن يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنِّ وَإِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا يَخْرُصُونَ. They follow nothing but conjecture, and they do but just guess. That's all that they have, nothing else. The rest of it is propaganda and telling lies and whatever else. Allah knows best.